the Westall case is a wonderful story from Melbourne's past, a flying saucer story. It's called a flying saucer story because the object that was seen flying over Westall High School and Westall State School in April 1966 was so described by the people who saw it. The object was a classic flying saucer shaped object and flying through the air low over the school.
And you've contacted many of these witnesses since. What are their views on what happened?
I've been in touch with probably about 110 people so far, mainly students at either the high school or the state school. And what happened that day is still, for many of them, so clear, and also the common elements in the story are so strong.
And what are some theories on what it was that people saw?
Well, I guess for some people, the idea of a flying saucer connotes quite immediately ideas of extraterrestrial flying objects. And for some of the students, that is the conclusion that they have come to. And when I asked these people why they think like that, they normally say because the object that they sighted flew in such an unusual way. It flew without sound. It made manoeuvres that were just completely unbelievable in terms of the angles, in terms of the speed. The object ascended and descended very quickly. The object didn't look like any sort of aircraft. There are others, however, who do believe that it did have some very definite connection with the military.
What about the government? Was there an official explanation?
No, there never has been. The researchers at the time, as well as the journalists, did contact the government agencies, and it was reported back at the time that the army had no people there in that part of Melbourne at the time. There were no reports of the Royal Australian Air Force having aircraft in that airspace at the time. And that's basically been the sum total of the response.
Are you any closer to finding out what happened? Do you feel like you're getting closer?
I guess when I first started the research, I thought I would be able to crack this story probably within 12 months. To make a breakthrough, I really need to make contact with people who were there in uniform, either as police officers or military people, people representing the government. Now, I haven't been able to make contact directly with anybody like that yet, but I do have some interesting leads, and hopefully they will come to fruition in a not too distant future.